goes against my heart. Oh, the truth, it cuts deeper than any lie. Can I still love the night? Under the moonlit sky, battles unspoken tear me apart. For in this silence, the truth wars against my heart. Down by the creek where the willows lay, my sorrows for the river to keep. Lonesome winds whisper tales of love and scars in the quiet dawn. Truth wars against my heart. Ghosts of promises haunt. Now they rip apart. Every night, truth wars against my heart. Oh, the truth, it cuts deeper than any lie. Can I still love the night? Under the moonlit sky, battles unspoken tear me apart. For in this silence, against my heart. Ghosts of promises haunt these fields where dreams were sown, but never shadows of what was, now they rip apart. Every night, truth wars against my heart.
Oh, Mr. Musicologist from Austin, you're an educated man who's written on his thesis. I have a question for you. You've driven all this way to ask me questions. Suze, I have one for you, if in you don't mind.
Sure, Molly. That would be only fair. What is your question?
My question be simple. Which is more important, love or truth? Truth or love? Which is more important, truth or love? Love or truth? Tell me, please.
Molly, that's a deep philosophical question. Why do you ask?
'Cause I loved them both, Milton Brown and Jim Bob Wills. Was married to both, loved them with all my heart. But I knows the truth, and the truth wars again my love.
Appaloosa Radio offers an original musical story, Skirts Swayin', celebrating the infectious rhythms of Western swing music, Act 3.
This is KVOO Clear Channel, 50,000 watt radio, broadcasting from Tulsa, Oklahoma. KVOO prides itself as the voice of Oklahoma. You are listening to our Thursday evening broadcast from the world-famous Kane's Ballroom, located here in Tulsa on downtown Main Street. Kane's Ballroom is the home of cowboy swing music. Tonight, we feature the music of Mr. Jim Robertson, better known as Texas Jim. He is accompanied by his band, the Panhandle Punchers.
Once we were sweethearts, but now we're just friends. Somebody loses, somebody wins. You tell me, darling, that broken hearts mend. Somebody loses, somebody wins. I've loved and lost, I'll pay the cost. Why should I try to pretend? Somebody's loss, dear, is somebody's gain. Somebody loses, somebody wins.
Sugar plums and I shook every tree. The woods were full of sugar plums and I shook every tree. When I was young and handsome and only 53. When I was
was young and handsome and only 64. The gal who wasn't on my neck was a knocking on my door. Oh, the gal who wasn't on my neck was a knocking on my door. When I was young and handsome and only 64. When I was young and handsome and only 75, you should have seen those honeybees a-buzzin' around my hive. You should have seen those honeybees a-buzzin' around my hive. When I was young and handsome and only 75. When I was young and handsome and only 98, I met most all my lady friends around St. Peter's Gate. I met most all my lady friends around St. Peter's Gate. When I was young and handsome and only 98. And now my tale is over, of this I'm positive. To get a goodly slice of life, I guess you gotta give. To get a goodly slice of life, I guess you gotta give. And you'll stay young and handsome, yes, you'll stay young and handsome. Oh, you'll stay young and handsome if that's the way you live.
This is KVOO Clear Channel, 50,000 watt radio, broadcasting from Tulsa, Oklahoma. KVOO prides itself as the voice of Oklahoma. You are listening to our Thursday evening broadcast from the world-famous Kane's Ballroom, located here in Tulsa on downtown Main Street. Kane's Ballroom is the home of cowboy swing music. Tonight, we feature the music of Mr. Jim Robertson, better known as Texas Jim.
After the death of your husband, Milton Brown, what did Bob Wills do?
At first, he stayed away. I went back to waiting tables. Then one afternoon after I gets off from work, I come home and he's there. He's playing Milt's piano. He couldn't read no music notes, but he was playing stuff by ear. He were on the piano for more than an hour, not speaking or nothing. Then he got all love-dovey again, just like afore Milt's passing. Only difference was he took things really slow, real sweet and romantic, like, no hurdy, quick up, get it done, slow and romantic, purty nice.
But he was still married.
Never said a word about his wife nor his daughter, played music on the piano, and then took my hand and led me to the bed. Slow and romantic, but didn't talk much.
How long did he come to visit you like that?
A while, for maybe 2 or rary months. Then one afternoon I comes home and find that he has moved all his clothes into my closets. He was sitting on my porch, playing his fiddle, smoking a cigar.
Did he say anything? Offer an explanation?
Nope. All he said was that he's hungry and he hopes I can rustle something up for him. Now I'm needing on cigar. Sure you don't want one.
Never gave you an explanation?
A couple days later, I noticed he didn't go into the flower factory. I asked him if he was still performing on the radio. He said Pappy O'Daniel had fired him and the whole band. He said that Pappy had hired new boys to form a new band, one that he called Pap and the Hilly Billy Boys. Then Jim Bob were real quiet for a couple of days, just sat on my porch doing nothing, moping I'd call it. Then he bright up and told me, Molly, pack your bag. We's going to Galveston, going to have us a vacation.
where the juke joints come alive. Come on, drink that whiskey in that town. Let the blues take me for a ride. Old tempo blues gonna shake my soul. Drown my sorrows, let the good times roll. Guitar wailing, drums pounding too. Galveston town coming for you. Walking down those dirty streets where the neon lights shine bright. Gonna dance all night to the rhythm's beat. Let the blues guide me through the night. Come alive, gonna drink that whiskey, hear that sound. Let the blues take me for a ride. Old tempo blues gonna shake my soul. Drown my sorrows, let the good times roll. Guitar wailing, drums pounding too. Galveston town coming for you. Walking down those dirty streets where the neon lights shine bright. Gonna dance all night to the rhythm's beat. Let the blues guide me through the night.
They crash like dreams in flight in the dawn's soft glowing light. Life is simple here today. Let the tide just wash away. Walking barefoot near the shore. Feel the sand and nothing more. Waves they crash like dreams in flight. Dawn's soft glowing light. Hand in hand we face the sea. Just my love and waves and me. Life is simple here today. Let the tide just wash away. Oh glorious morning. See the sun in your eyes with my heart and soul complete. In your love
They crash like dreams in flight in the dawn's soft glowing light. Life is simple here today, let the tide just wash away.
Tell me about your time in Galveston.
Ah, it felt like being in heaven, walking in them waves, holding hands, making love. Jim Bob were the perfect lover. Couldn't be better. Never ever had another week as special as that, like being in heaven.
Was that where you got married?
It surely were. Johnny Lee Wills, Jim Bob's younger brother, comes down and carried the ring for us. Married afore the Justice of the Peace, Mr. Wilton P. Chambers, Esquire.
Was his divorce from his wife, Mary, final?
Don't know. Never asked. Just glad to be his current wife. Loved him dearly.
So I recall that Bob Wills tried to form a band in Galveston, but it did not work out.
That were the work of Mr. Dubla Leo Daniel Pappy. May his soul rot in hot hell. Called the radio station in Galveston and told him that Jim Bob Wills was still under contract to him. Total and complete lie. Had never give the boys no contract.
After the deal in Galveston fell through, what did you do next?
Johnny Lee Wills knows somebody up in Waco, so we went up there.
I believe that he knew the owner of the original Melody Ranch, the one that the famous Gene Autry movie was named for.
That might have been its name. We's just called it Wilson's Dance Hole. That were a good time for Jim Bob. He played there and then at some fraternity dances at the university. That's where he began to gather boys to make up his Playboy band.
But Pappy O'Daniel intervened there as well.
I don't know none of the particulars. I were pregnant. And just like that first one, I were bleeding something terrible. So I stayed home a lot. Then, one night, Jim Bob came in real angry. He'd been drinking real heavy. And he was being mean. I went to him for some lovey-dovey. Oh, but he hit me. Again and again and again. That's the night I lost the baby. Mournful. Real mournful. Sad. That's what I becomes.
They fired Bob Wills and his Playboy band. So, where did you go next?
Back to Fort Worth, to our house. Me and Milt's house. The whole band moved in. Them boys asleep in everywheres. On the floor, on the porch, in the kitchen, everywheres.
What was your role when you lived in Fort Worth?
I was cooking and cleaning for all them boys.
Didn't you sing with the band for a while?
Yeah, I did. Whiles we was in Waco. Bob said that I had a purty voice.
But when you got back to Fort Worth, he found another singer.
Yeah, Alice. That were her name. Pretty. And younger than me.
Did she live at your house with the band?
Nope. but she lived close enough that Bob Wills could walk there. He'd done that nearly every day.
Was he playing around with Alice?
I don't know. He never married her, but she sang with the band for a long while, even after they goes off to California.
Dusty boots on the ground, cattle calls in the distance, lonesome guitar sound. Coyotes in the canyon, stars fill up the sky, campfire stories whispering as the night rolls by. We're taking the two-step on down to Melody Ranch, where the simple life is golden and love takes a chance. Guitar sound. Coyotes in the canyon, stars fill up the sky, campfire stories whispering as the night rolls by. We're taking the two-step on down to Melody Ranch, where the simple life is golden. Love takes a chance.
Personal notes. In the main library at the University of Texas, Austin. Last time I visited Molly at her trailer in Athens, Texas, she was feeling very conflicted. She described it as truth warring against her heart. I did not ask her what she was referring to. It would have brought back memories that carried considerable pain. I've spent the last 2 days here in the library inspecting 78 RPM record labels. The university has one of the largest collections of 78 RPM records in the world, particularly in the area of cowboy swing music, the field I wish to specialize in. After studying hundreds of records, I've come to a conclusion. The evidence seems overwhelming. The key evidence is that Bob Wills, for all of his musical talents, could not read music, which means that he could not have written sheet music, orchestral sheet music, for a band to play. Milton Brown, Molly's first husband, and Bob Wills' original partner, could both read and write musical notation, and he wrote lots of music. Molly told me that Milt Brown kept all the music that he had written in an Army surplus footlocker, kept it all together, locked with a padlock. After Milt's death, Molly had the only key. I now believe that the secret that warred in Molly was about Bob Wills' most important song. It was the song that catapulted him from an unknown Texas musician to the king of Western swing. It was a song that sold over 1 million copies. It was the very first country Western song to do so. An important and still much loved song. The song, of course, was San Antonio Rose. Molly, I am remembering that you told me that Milt Brown kept all of his songs in an Army surplus footlocker. I also remember that you said the footlocker was locked and that you had the only key.
Yeah, that'll all be true.
I'm now wondering if you ever gave either the footlocker with Milt's music or the key to the lock for the footlocker to Bob Wills.
Well, I didn't give it to him. He just took it. I would have given it to him if Ani'd asked. I loved him so, I'd give him anything, but he didn't ask, never said please or nothing, just put it on his shoulder and carried it out to his Packard car. Didn't kiss me or nothing.
Had you shown Bob Wills some of the songs that Milt had written?
Sure's, several times.
Molly, when did Bob Wills take the footlocker with Milt's songs?
I needs me a cigar before I get to talking about such stuff. Cigars and my evening cocktail, my only two's pleasures.
I know you went with Bob Wills up to Tulsa when he started performing at Kane's Ballroom.
Wes started performing at Kane's Ballroom when it was real cold and the rain was freezing on the ground, and there weren't much heat in that there place. Didn't think folks would come out, but they did. That ballroom had once been a garage where they fixed cars. Then it was converted over to a dance studio. They put in a real nice dance floor. It kind of bounced some when Uz danced on it. Well, Mr. Skelly, the rich oil man, also owned the radio station, KVOU. The Voice of Oklahoma, they called it. Well, he was looking for dance bands to play at the dance studio and then to broadcast over his radio station, 50,000 watts. They said it could be heard clear up in Minnesota. Mr. Skelly had heard Bob and the boys when they's playing down in Oklahoma City. He invited them to come up to Tulsa and play 3 times a week on his radio station. Then Bob and the boys played in the evenings. For them dances.
So you were with Bob in Tulsa. Were you married then?
Yes, we'd gotten hitched a second time. He told it were a mistake to play around with other women. Got real apologetic. Said I was the best wife he'd ever had. I believed him. So, we got married again.
And Bob Wills was making good money in Tulsa.
Yeah, he had money in his pocket, wore nice suits, and bought himself a new automobile. Tulsa was good times.
But for you, the good times did not last.
Nope, didn't last. Bob came home one evening and said that we was no longer married. Said he never loved me. Said I was just a dumb country girl from Fort Worth. Not worth having around. I know I just smoked one, but I got a real hankering for another cigar. Does you mind?
Maybe it is time for your evening cocktail.
You're right. Excuse me whilst I mix one up.
So, Bob Wills announced that he was divorcing you. Then he drove you back to your house in Fort Worth, the one that you and Milt lived in.
Yeah, that's what he done. Didn't speak none on the trip down from Tulsa.
And that's when he took Milt's footlocker, full of all of Milt's music.
That be it, exactly. You was right. I needed my cocktail just a little early today.
On now!
Research notes, written in my office at the university. The question who wrote the song San Antonio Rose is one that has perplexed many of my musicologist colleagues. On the one hand, there is the story that Bob Wills told, and told often. He claimed that when the band was in the recording studio for OKAH Records, a producer asked them to create a new Spanish two-step song. Bob Wills began to play a melody on the piano, one that he said he had written years ago back when he was still a barber in New Mexico. He stopped in the middle of the song, nodded his head, and said, "Boys, I think it will work better this way." He reversed the keys for the song, moving the parts that had been in the key of D to the key of A, and vice versa. By that change, he created the magic that made the song great. Then, there's the story told by Bob Simons, who had a band called the Night Owls, which performed primarily in San Antonio. He claimed that San Antonio Rose was his band's theme song, one they played every night. One evening, Bob Wills heard the Night Owls play the song and offered Bob Simons $30 for the rights to use. After interviewing Molly, I'm inclined to believe her version. Milt Brown wrote the song. It was in his Army surplus footlocker, along with other songs that Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys made famous. In truth, none of that matters. The Irving Berlin Music Publishing Company bought the rights from Bob Wills and then took it to other top performers, including Bing Crosby, Perry Como, Rosemary Clooney, Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, and the Sons of the Pioneers, and Patsy Cline. And it was the Irving Berlin Music Publishing Company that introduced Bob Wills to Gene Autry, the singing cowboy, who was then making a Hollywood movie called Melody Ranch. Gene Autry needed Western singers to back up his vocals. That started Bob Wills' Hollywood movie career. He made 19 movies after Melody Ranch. During the 1940s, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys were the biggest music draw on the West Coast, selling out performances 6 nights a week. Bob Wills once bragged that he was paid more than Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller combined, and it all started with San Antonio Rose.
On now!
Tell me about your life after Bob Wills divorced you for the second time.
Well, at first I went back to waiting tables and such. Then the war came and I get a job at the airplane factory. Landing gears, that's what I did. Made them landing gears for them bombers. Plenty hard work, but very satisfactory. Helping all them boys win the war.
Did you injure your hand at the airplane factory?
Sure enough, it were in 1947, after the war. Got my hand squeezed in one of them hydraulic presses. Lost two fingers on my right hand.
Must have been painful and devastating.
Sure were, but the airplane company was real nice about it. When I'd healed up, they enrolled me in the Goodhue Business College, and they's taught me to be a bookkeeper. The airplane factory brought me back as a bookkeep. There's where I worked till I retired. Then moved up here to Athens, Texas.
I remember you telling me that you had written a song.
Yeah, but I just wrote the words. It were one of Milt Brown's old songs. I always liked it, then one day I wrote them words. Just came to me all at once.
Have you ever heard it performed?
Nah, just something I did and then put it away.
Molly, may I borrow your song for a while? I have some friends at the university who might be willing to record it for you.
Sure's, but I has only the one copy.
I promise to treat it with care. Molly, I have a special present for you. Maybe you could light up a cigar and mix up one of your cocktails before I share it with you. Now sit in this chair and close your eyes.
Forever entwined.
Miss Molly, would you like to dance? Dance to your song?
Most pleased, thought you'd never ask.
Spread your shine, you and I.